Welcome back to another episode. I have my very first guest with me. I've talked about her a lot. I talk a lot of shit about this person on here. It's my sister. Her name's Yo-Yo. Yo-Yo, say hi.
Hi.
This is my very first time doing this in front of someone. So I was very nervous. And then this is also my very first time having a guest. So it was just before pressing record, I would take my normal deep breath to like do the calm intro. And then it was just chaotic. But now that we're starting, it's
still chaotic.
It's better though. Okay. How was your guys' week? I didn't fucking ask you. Damn. You're really gonna see my true colors in this episode with my sister. I am quite the bully with her.
Okay, I like the abuse.
Oh. Anyways. How was your guys' week? I hope it was good. Mine was, well, half chill, half. Sunday I didn't
do anything.
Yeah, Sunday I didn't do anything.
I went sledding.
Yeah, my sister went sledding with her nephews.
And my best friend.
Oh! I didn't know he was in here! Oh, Hercules just, my cat just jumped on my leg with claws. I apologize for headphone users. Anyways, this is
gonna put a warning in the bio.
I will. It's called the description, dumbass.
Oh.
Anyways. Monday I didn't. Monday I didn't do anything till like 3 o'clock. And then I got the motivation to destroy my dresser and turn it into a table.
Very nice.
So that's what I did Monday evening. It was fun. I like destroying things.
I know.
Okay. I didn't. And then Tuesday, I didn't do anything yesterday. I did some chores. I showered.
Went to school.
Again, didn't ask you yet. and then today I'm finishing up the chores I started yesterday, and I'm doing this episode with the little demon.
Thank you.
Yo-Yo.
Yes.
How was your week?
Stressful. I'm doing my exams tomorrow. They were canceled today.
Yes,
I
Yo-Yo.
I hate my French teacher. She's annoying.
Yeah, Yo-Yo is, shit. Yo-Yo is, she's a minor niner in high school.
And I am failing French. And with she's, 42.
Yeah, she's failing miserably. Well, you're doing better. She was failing with, like, a 30-something.
33.
He just closed the door.
Now he's stuck.
You know what? He needs to learn how to open it. We're watching my cat learn how to open the door so he can evacuate.
Evacuation. He's closed it.
He needs to learn someday, so I think.
Whiskey learned by the way, didn't he?
Yeah, my previous cat learned
how to
open it
up.
And close it. There was a time my previous cat would. When he would come in or leave my room, he would open the door and then he'd close it behind him. Like, he knew. So I think it's Hercules' time to learn how to open it. He doesn't need to know how to close it.
He's like, help.
Please. Go help him. You just knocked over all of my wool. This is a very... Close the door so he doesn't come back. And pick this up.
You're so bossy.
Anyways, I have pop this time.
Wow.
I know. I normally have coffee. So
conversation
this is...
starter.
Yeah.
I have pop. I got chocolate milk.
You're such a kid. Anyways, you're weak.
Stressful exams. Sunday I went sledding with nephews and my best friend. And then...
sorry,
I dropped my phone.
Did you not
drop your phone?
I'm sorry. I was just getting it ready for the questions.
And then Saturday, I'm kind of going backwards on this. I went to my confirmation class, and this States.
There you go.
And then went to go see my grandparents. And then...
I didn't go. I stayed home. I didn't... Her confirmation is like 3 hours long. 3 hours long. And I go, like, every time, because we always end up seeing my grandparents after. But this time, I wasn't feeling it. I didn't want to sit in a church with a religion I didn't believe in for 3 hours.
Hey, how do you...
So I just...
How do you think I feel? I don't believe in it. And they're just like, so, this about God, that about God. Like, okay.
Yeah. So I stayed home and I had the house to myself till like 3:30. It was fucking nice, dude.
My other pastor last time called me a godless fool.
Oh, shit!
Oh. Like, when he said it, he looked right at me like he knew. I was like, don't God give me that eye contact. That was 10 out of 10.
Thank you. We weigh each other's burps, so... Anyways, excuse me. That was... I brought the microphone to my mouth to do that.
Yeah, you did.
It was leaning towards my sister, and I felt it coming up from the depths of my soul. And I was like, they need to hear this. So I brought the microphone to me. Anyways.
I'm not a very good burper.
We know. Her burps are so weak.
Anyway, let's get to the questions.
Yeah, so I asked you guys on the podcast Instagram at behindpodcast_.
You should go follow it.
Thank you.
Go follow it. It's a good time.
It's a good time. I asked you guys what you wanted to see, like what you wanted to hear. A lot of you said Q&As, because I've done two already. So a lot of you wanted a third one. And then I asked you guys to ask questions, and you guys really came through. So here's how this is going to work.
Okay.
I'm going to ask a question. I'll answer it first. Then you answer.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
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 Anyway. Question one. If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go? Me personally, I have a few places in mind. I have Sicily, Italy.
Who is that? Where?
It's in Italy? Sicily, Italy.
Hey, well, who names it place Sicily? Like, sizzle.
I'm gonna punch you. And then I wanna visit Greece. No specific place in Greece, just Greece. And I want to go to London, England, and Vancouver, BC.
Germany.
Where? You don't know the places in Germany, do you?
Oh, wait. Munich.
That's a good one. We went there.
Yeah. Wasn't that the place with the concentration camp?
I don't remember.
Me neither.
But you turned 2 in Munich.
Yeah.
So...
Well, I kissed a mirror.
Yeah, you made out with yourself.
Yeah.
I don't think that was in Munich.
In the restaurant?
No, bathroom? In the hotel room.
No, it wasn't in the hotel room.
Yes, it was, because the hotel had, like, a huge-ass mirror.
Why did it look like a bathroom in the photo?
It's the hotel room, my guy.
Oh, my bad.
Because we walked in the hotel room, you went straight for the mirror and just started making out with yourself.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, well, that's self-love, everybody.
It really is.
Make out with yourself in the mirror at least once a day.
Yes.
Okay. P.S. What was your favorite school subject? Mine was history. I don't know why. I love it.
What about geography?
No, I didn't like geography. I just liked the teacher. There's a snowstorm. So if you heard that, that was wind going against my window.
That wasn't wind.
Yes, it was.
Was it?
Yeah. My favorite subject was history. What was your favorite subject? And that burp was really fucking weak. That was like -5.
Leave me alone. My favorite subject probably English.
Oh, English was good too.
Yeah, I have a good teacher. She's nice.
My favorite English teacher was never mind. My grade 9 teacher.
The one that I have?
No, the one that was in charge of Jack.org. but she isn't really anymore. Yeah, you know. What are your favorite music genres, and what is your favorite song? My favorite music genre is either indie rock or indie pop, whatever, and alternative rock. But my favorite song is Too Well by Winnie Wap.
That was not the wind.
No, I think that's someone dragging a shovel. And then, yeah, that's my favorite song. And then my favorite alternative song, my alternative walk song is Kryptonite by, I think, Three Doors Down. What's your favorite genre of music? What's your favorite song?
My favorite genre would either be...
Excuse me.
What was it? 5.7. my favorite genre would probably be alternative, and my favorite song is Chop Suey.
What the fuck is that?
From System of a Down.
What did you just fucking say to me?
It plays on the radio.
I don't listen to the radio.
Yeah, whenever in the car with Dad, it's like on the radio.
I don't know what song you're gonna have to show me after.
I will.
Chop Suey. That's.
I think that's what it's called. Something like that.
Are you a morning or night person? I'm a night person. Fuck the morning.
I've never seen 6 a.m. unless I'm up all night.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm a night person. I'd rather stay up than wake up early.
Same. Like this morning, Mom woke me up at 7:30 to study early for my exams. I fell right back to sleep for 5 minutes. Then realized, oh, shit, I gotta go study. Or else I'm gonna fail.
And then your exams are canceled.
I know, right? I woke up at 7:30 for nothing, and
you're gonna have to wake up at 7:30 again tomorrow.
Oh, shit. We don't talk about that.
How do you spend your free time? I spend my free time watching videos, reading, listening to music, laying in bed, cleaning.
The guitar.
Yep, playing my guitar, crocheting. How do you spend your free time?
Playing Roblox.
You're such a fucking iPads kid. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh, or Minecraft, or,
When was the last time you fucking played Minecraft?
Yesterday, actually.
I don't fucking believe
it. I went on, changed my skin, went on a world, built a house, and left.
Wow.
I know. Took two hours.
Took 2 hours.
For one house. It wasn't even detailed, I was just lazy. My fingers were hurting, so I was like... tapping the screen slowly. I realize people can't see me.
What's your favorite movie or TV show? My favorite movie is... She went to go grab my phone. I was like, no touchy touchy. My favorite movie is probably any movie from my childhood.
Ratatouille?
No, I fucking hate that movie.
Oh my god, I've never seen it, but like, I'm like, no, I don't want to watch it. My friends are like, get away from me. I'm like, okay.
My friends are like, have you ever seen Ratatouille? I'm like, yeah, I fucking hate that mouse and that movie. I know the mouse's name isn't Ratatouille. Like, I'm fucking...
I thought the mouse's name was Ratatouille.
No, it's something else. I don't know.
Theodore.
It's not fucking theater.
That's what I'm calling it.
But I didn't. I watched it in school, and I think I watched it as like a child, and I fucking hated it. Sorry to all the Ratatouille fans, but any movie from my childhood, I think Sorcerer's Apprentice and Brother Bear.
Brother Bear's good. Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Those two, in Lilo and Stitch.
Oh.
Those three I fucking rewatched so many times as a child.
And now,
yeah, you're right. They're good though, so get off my dick about it, okay? my favorite TV show is, I have two or three. I have three. Peaky Blinders, Wednesday. American Horror Story, Wednesday. And The Sandman.
What?
I'm sorry.
You don't like Wednesday? You watched it because Piercy was in it, and now you're just like, eh.
Okay, did I watch Wednesday? Yes. Did I like it? It was okay.
Okay.
But it wasn't like, oh my god, my favorite show ever. No. The acting, I watched a video, I don't remember whose it was, on YouTube. And someone was like, it's like Disney trying to be for grown-ups, and the acting was just terrible. And I kind of had to agree. It wasn't the actor's fault, it was the way they wrote the script. It was like watching a Disney show. And I kind of had to agree. Like, when I was watching Bianca, I was like, what the... Like, I love the actress who plays her. She's gorgeous and everything, but just the way she was, like, delivering her lines and the way her lines were written was just... It was like I was watching, like, fucking Liv and Maddie or some shit. Like, it was just... So, Wednesday's not one of my favorites, but it is a good show, I will admit. What is your favorite movie and TV show?
Movie would have to be... What was that?
I literally just cleared my throat, like, and you're like fucking offended.
Well, the look you gave me, it was like, pick this movie. My favorite movie would have to be the first SpongeBob movie.
Oh, that's fucking good.
It is. I cried when I thought they were gonna die. I thought that was the end for SpongeBob.
Okay. Favorite TV show?
Friends. I have three. Friends.
You.
You're disgusting. That's not my
Friends favorite. Is so fucking overrated.
It's underrated.
It's overrated!
So is Peaky Sandman and whatever the first one was.
American Horror Story, you fucking like it!
Oh, I like... Okay, I have one season, which is the first one.
You're still on season three! You've been on season three since like fucking September!
Yeah, because it's crap.
I agree with you on that one. I didn't like season three. A lot of people are like, Coven's the best season. I found it so boring. But once you get past season three, the seasons get good again.
Okay, well, my second favorite show...
What I did for season three was I just skipped the parts that Evan was in. Like, I just went to his parts, and then I skipped the rest, because it's not important.
I'm a bit lazy for that, you know?
It was literally, like, 5 minutes in every episode.
Can I continue?
Yeah, go ahead.
My second favorite show would be... SpongeBob.
Obviously.
And my third one would have to be Wednesday. Suck my dick.
Wow.
Had to be done.
Anyways. Favorite childhood teacher is it's the same teacher. Grade 9 geography and grade 10 or 11 science. He was just amazing. And my sister has him next semester. For grade 9 geography, and if she doesn't love him, if she goes missing, you know what happened.
They wouldn't know. I'm only on here like once, right? Maybe. If we find the other microphone. Maybe a bit more often.
Anyways.
Wow! I say, put comment on her next post if you want me back. I'm amazing, right? Yeah.
Trying to talk here, and you're like, I'm fucking amazing. Comment if you want me back. Yeah.
I'll force her.
This kid, I tell you. Anyways. My high school grade 9 and 10 teacher was my favorite. And hopefully it'll be my sister's favorite as well, because he was just brilliant. Who's your favorite childhood teacher?
Well, I'm still in my childhood.
Who's your favorite grade school teacher? Do you have a favorite grade school teacher?
Shut up.
She just told me to shut up. You guys hear this?
I gotta think which grade she was.
Thinking's not my strong suit.
Grade, 4.
Good for.
Yeah.
Mouth to me who it was. Ah, yes. I had him for like a week in grade 3 and then I got transferred to the other guy. Yep.
I didn't like him.
What? He came to my hockey game.
He yelled at me.
He yelled at me, so I don't like him.
No, because I was sitting there doing my work and he's like, Jwanka, stop talking.
It's fine. They're not gonna know.
I was like,
He went to my hockey games, and I had my very first asthma attack while I was in his class. Like, not in his class, during the weekend, and I was, like, off for, like, a month, and, like, he came to the house and made sure I was okay, and...
That sounds a bit creepy.
Along with my,
how did he know where you lived?
It's in the school files.
Wow, along looking through your files? Like, where does this kid live?
I think he messaged mom and was like, hey, is everything good? And
where do you live?
And then mom's like, we don't know, like, she's having issues, and then I think he asked, or he called or something and asked if he could come by and drop things off that the students made for me. Like, they made me. And then my grade 4 teacher, I had another asthma attack in her class, and she did the same thing. She bought me gifts and stuff and made sure I was okay.
Whose class? Who?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. She was is that the one that we saw at Costco?
Yeah.
Well, we saw old people.
Anyways.
Going to Costco.
Anyways. Biggest pet peeve. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, it's something that, like, bothers you.
Okay, good.
Which is you. That's my answer. You're my pet peeve.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel so special.
I know.
My biggest pet peeve is when people don't respect my boundaries.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, okay, then you don't fucking respect me. And I was on the phone with my friend, Megan, a few days ago. And she was telling me about this girl in her class that was being very rude and inappropriate. And she's like, how do I handle this? And I was like, tell her, hey, I don't like this. I don't like it when you do this. And then if she continues to do it after you set that boundary.
What, are they friends?
They were. I think they are. I don't know. If she continues to do it after you set that boundary, it shows that she doesn't respect your boundaries or you as a person. But you can't say, hey, I don't like it when you do this, whatever. And then if she continues to do it and you don't say anything or you don't do anything about it, that also shows her that you don't respect your boundaries, which means you don't respect yourself either. So why should she? I'm like, so if you set that, you have to stick with that and, like, put your fucking foot down.
Yeah.
So, what's your...
My pet peeve would be, like, people lying to you.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, denying the lie when you, like, confront them about it?
Yeah, like, I had this friend at school. She was talking to this girl she didn't like and unfriended and called her an anus. And still talks to her like they're friends, which I don't get it. But I was playing badminton with my other friend. And they kept looking at me and laughing. And then when I asked about it, she was like, oh, yeah, we were talking about balls. I was like, okay, me thinking, oh, yeah, she's probably just joking. Then I asked her about it again, and she was like, balls. I was like...
when you say that, I just go back to Curtis Connor's video with the Barbie background, like, balls!
Yeah, but, like, I was like, okay, yeah, you don't talk about balls at all. And, like, I was like, okay, but then why did you keep looking at me laughing? She's like, I don't know. I'm thinking, I was like, yeah, you were definitely talking about me or something. And I don't mean to sound, like, self-centered, but, like, I don't know if it's just me, but, like, when somebody looks at you and laughs while they're talking to somebody else, mm-hmm. I feel like you would also get that feeling, like, she's talking about me, making fun of me. How do I confront her about this, you know?
Yeah.
That.
Biggest fear? Spiders. Any kind of insects. I can't do it. And I wanna... I have this dream. Okay. I wanna live... Because I have this dream that I wanna live in the city. I'm a city girl. It'll take me out of my skin. Not my skin, my shell. Same shit, different shapes. But now that I'm, like, looking back, I'm like, I can't do it. I can't do it, because even where we live now, I can't go downtown by myself because of all the people. Even if there's not that many people, I still can't fucking do it.
Is that why you forced me to come with you?
Yes. So I think now I want to live alone in the woods. But there's so many fucking bugs out there. I know that the first time I get a spider in my house, I'm going to fucking freak. I'm not
going
to be able to do it.
You're going to commit arson.
I will.
You're vibrating.
Megan's calling me. I'm not going to answer because we're busy.
Megan, if you're hearing this, you're calling. We're not answering because we're busy.
I literally just fucking said that.
Well, now I just clarified it for her.
What's your biggest fear?
Any bug.
Same.
Like, okay, if at first there's like clowns, but then I went to this place where it's like an arcade, and they had this like wide thing where like you sit in a chair and then you put on these like glasses and it's like 3D, and we did a carnival one and clowns are coming at me. I was like, okay, this is nothing, right? So if I was like to have clowns actually come at me in real life, I wouldn't be scared.
How did you survive 2016?
What?
You don't remember in 2016 there were like people dressing up as clowns and like...
Oh yeah, I went down like a block until somebody caught me. On Halloween, after we watched...
Oh, no.
Oh, that wasn't 2016?
I think it was, but no, like, it wasn't Halloween. Like, throughout, like, the summer, people was dressing up as clowns and, like, kidnapping people and shit.
How did we survive? She's calling you again.
I know.
Megan, we're busy. Stop calling.
I'll text you in a minute. But, yeah. No. Stop. Leave it alone. Yeah.
Yeah, how did I not get kidnapped?
Anyways.
Because mom wouldn't let me go out anywhere alone.
What motivates you to work hard? For me, what motivates me is success and a good, like, something I'm happy with as the outcome.
Passing my class. That's the only thing I work hard in.
Also, something I'm passionate about.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was a gassy one. That excuse me.
No, just for that, it's -2.
Thank you. Yeah. Passing your classes is your, what motivates you?
Yeah, because that's the only thing I'm recording.
Same.
That's what she said.
Okay. Favorite book?
I don't read.
She doesn't. my favorite book would probably have to be the Hades and Persephone series from Scarlett St. Clair. I love them. It's not like one book, it's like I think 5 or 6.
A series?
Yeah.
Of Unfortunate Events.
Oh, yeah.
I read that series. And then I watched it.
You watched it and then you read it and then you went back and watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Caught you in a lie.
Well, I still read the book.
What was better, the books or the show?
The show.
A lot of people say the books. Like, why? Compared to, like, shows and movies, because the books have more details.
Okay, well, they can suck my cock.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Okay. What did you want to be when you were small? What did you want to be when you were small? I wanted to be...
tall.
A vet. You fucking bitch. I wanted to be a vet. I wanted to save animals. I was like...
And watch them die.
That's what made me not want to do that. So... I wanted to be a vet and I wanted to be a photographer. And both of those, I was like, never mind.
What kind of photographer?
A picture photographer, you fucking dumbass.
No, but like, this is like...
Oh, like wedding or any? I don't know.
No.
What fucking kind of photographer are you? No! No! Well, maybe. How do you know that? What are you searching up and watching in your free time?
I don't watch anything, except if it's on like Netflix or Disney Plus.
Shit. What did you want to be when you were small, other than tall?
You.
Are you serious?
I wanted to be exactly like you. That's why I copied everything you did.
Fucking annoying me, dude.
Hey, you should be grateful if somebody looked up to you.
Even though I was, like, kind of abusive towards you.
You were.
We don't need to tell them everything, but
she'd like push me out of a door, right? Like, I'd be like standing outside of her room, she'd be like, get out. I'm like, I'm not in. She's like, yo, get the fuck out.
Yeah, I was like that.
Yeah, Like, I'm not in. You can't tell me to get out in a person.
Favorite game or sport to watch and
play? Logged out. Can they still hear us?
Yes.
Okay.
Favorite game or sport to watch and play? For me, I like to watch football. What is your problem?
I thought it was mom.
For me, I like to watch American football and
football. Why
not? Because soccer is also called football. You fucking dumbass.
Football.
I like to watch both, and then I like to play soccer. What do you like to watch and play?
You stop playing soccer.
Okay.
Somebody's outside.
Yeah, probably. Fucking stop. What sports do you like to watch and play?
Watching, none, playing, soccer.
Was that so difficult? No, because mom still says I just heard the basement door.
Oh. What? Why are you pointing the microphone at me?
Never mind.
I answered the question, didn't I?
Yeah, you did! Who is your favorite author? You don't read.
Wait, who's that one that likes Twilight?
Stephanie something?
Stephanie Meyer.
That's it.
Her.
You've never even read the Twilight book.
Yeah, I did. I read half of one. She's got a lot of detail. I didn't feel like reading the rest. Just like Stephen King, I read the It book. Only read a quarter of it. I got bored.
Stephen King's good.
But the book was huge.
No fucking shit. My favorite author is Scarlett Sinclair. It's Sasha.
What's up, dog?
My favorite author is Scarlett Sinclair, who wrote the Hades and Persephone series that I like.
You mean Scarlett Johansson?
No.
Do you know who Scarlett
Yes, Johansson? I fucking know who Scarlett Johansson is. I'm not Patrick. I don't live under a rock.
Wow. Didn't need to defend Patrick like that.
Have you ever had a nickname? What is it? Yes. My nickname
was Grease Monkey.
Oh my god, yeah. My dad used to call me Grease Monkey in Turkey when I was younger. Grease Monkey because I used to help him work on his cars. When he would like.
Why did he call you Turkey?
I don't know. And he stopped calling me Turkey when I replied. He would walk in and be like, hi, Turkey. And I wouldn't say anything. And then I said hi. And then he just stopped calling me it.
Probably because he wanted to bug you.
Probably. Anyways, but my nickname from school was in grade 5 or 6. A kid in my class gave everyone nicknames. And mine was Pijoa. And all my friends, I've had that nickname for years. Like, my friend Megan still calls me it. She's really like, Pijoa. So that has a nice, fun little childhood memory attached to it. What the fuck are you doing to my lamp?
I'm trying to turn it on.
No, leave it alone. So, that, nickname.
That took a while to get out. Well, my family nickname is Yo-Yo. Mm. And then my nickname at school is Joe.
Very nice.
Yes. Yes, yes. But just J-O, not J-O-E.
Why'd you have to specify that? There's no
Joe
need.
Without an E.
If you could go back in time, just what year would you travel to? I would go back to, like, from, like, maybe the 60s or 70s. Because hippies, you know? The vibes. Who are you?
90s.
Why?
Mainly because, like, the style was, like, good. And, like, okay, you don't have to interrogate me.
It literally says, and why, in the question.
Oh, then I'll answer.
You fucking dumbass.
I thought you were just adding it in.
No.
Well, the style was good, and they're fun.
Okay. Go off.
And not that way.
What's your favorite zoo animal?
Donkey.
Mine is, it has a funny story to it. The anteater.
Didn't Dad used to like, tell you, like, hey, Paige, my anteater's gonna get you?
No. He used to call the anteater my boyfriend.
Oh, yeah!
Every time we'd go to the zoo and pass by the anteaters, my dad would be like, look, Paige, your boyfriend! So that's why it's my favorite zoo animal, because it has a funny little memory to it.
Childhood. And because you love him?
Totally.
Obsessed. What girlfriend?
Anyways, I don't know why we gasped at that, but...
It just had to be
Are you a clean or messy person? I am...
Messy.
You're fucking messy.
Leonardo Messi. That's his name, right? No, Thomas no. Messi. No, that's Mueller.
Anyways, she's figuring that out. I like to think I'm a clean person.
It is Leonardo Messi.
No, it's not.
Then what is it?
You talk about Leonardo DiCaprio.
No. The soccer player's last name is Messi and his first name is Leonardo.
I don't think that's
Alexa,
true.
Alexa, who's Leonardo Messi?
Lionel Andres Messi.
Lionel!
Alexa, stop.
I'm sorry if all of your Alexes just went off. If you are not listening to this with headphones. I apologize. Can you get your fucking feet off me, dude? Anyways, I'm still abusive to this day, but we love it.
My feet are cold.
I'm a clean person. I think I'm a little... I'm very cluttered, but organized.
I just
but I'm clean.
Stuff anywhere.
Yeah. You're fucking messy.
I am. I'm Lionel messy.
Anyways, what three things would you take with you on a deserted island? I would take my phone, my headphones, and a boat to get off the island.
But what about food and water? What if you're just stranded on an open island? How? What are you going to eat? What are you going to drink? You're not going to drink
I just need my
water.
Phone and music and a boat to leave and find
What if it's a home. Desert?
Then I guess I'm screwed. You know.
What if your phone dies? You go bring a phone charger?
No, I can only bring three things. If my phone dies and I don't have music, I'm going to go insane and probably end up unaliving myself. What three things would you take on a deserted island?
Food, water, and my iPad.
You wouldn't take a boat to try and get off?
No, you gotta live your life there. Start new.
What about when your iPad dies?
I'll put it to parts and build a house.
Out of an iPad?
Yeah. Gotta start somewhere.
Okay. At least we have our priorities. Are you an introvert or extrovert? I'm an introvert. Introvert is they're shy and they keep to themselves, and then an extrovert is they're outgoing and a people person and they talk to like everyone.
Introvert. I hate people. If they want to be my friend, they gotta talk to me.
Facts, dude. That's what I did in college, and then I had no friends because no one came up to
everybody
me.
Everybody talked to me.
Must be fucking nice.
I just didn't talk back most of the time. I just like nod my head and walk away. Agree and walk away.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Living in my parents' basement.
Okay.
Or no, living in your basement.
No. The fuck?
Well, I gotta go in somebody's basement. Mom and Dad will be in a nursing home.
Oh, shit! In 10 years, how old are you? 14?
Yeah.
You'll be 24. In 10 years. I'll be 29 in 10 years.
21?
Oh my fucking, I don't like that.
21?
I'll be 29 in 10 years.
You'll be so old, you'll have to go to a nursing home.
You're 5 years younger than me?
My mom and dad's not in one right now.
In 10 years, I see myself living somewhere. Hopefully,
in
somewhere
a house.
In the woods. With a library close by, because I'm going back to school to be a librarian. So.
How do you feel about apples?
I don't like them.
You don't?
No. I don't like apples.
Why?
I only eat them when we go apple picking because that's the only food there. But I don't like them. Like, when we bring them home, I don't eat them unless they're cut up.
I don't even eat them. I don't know why we go. Nobody eats them. Which is most
Mom makes them in apple pies.
Okay, well, then buy, like, 20. Don't buy 4 bags.
Who is the most intelligent person you know? My dad. our dad. Sorry.
Yeah, we call him Google, but he's also not the most intelligent. My best friend, Melinda.
I have to go with dad. Melinda is the most intelligent person I know.
Is he though?
Yeah, he fucking is. So suck my pee-pee.
He doesn't even know how to fix mom's right end of a car.
What? Yes, he does.
Why won't he do it?
Because he has to buy the parts. He doesn't want to do that. Dumbass.
Dumbass.
Anyways, you do realize he used to work as a mechanic, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. Anyways.
We don't talk about that.
What's one thing you would never do again?
Come on this talk show.
Okay!
I'm kidding.
I guess I'll go first.
Yeah, you go first.
Something I will never do again.
Oh, wait. Do my presentation on women's rights. I got laughed at. It was last week. And you know what? The boys don't laugh at anybody else.
One thing I'll never do again is trust my dad in public.
Why?
Because we were in, I think we were in Germany. Or Frankenmuth. I don't remember where. But you know how, like, they have those people that, like, paint themselves silver or gold and then they stand like a statue? And then, like, you put, like, a diamond and then they, like, move?
Oh.
There was one wherever we were and Dad gave me, like, a loonie and was like, go put this in his hat. And I was like, I don't know, 5? I think Mom was no, this was in Hawaii, so you weren't even a thought yet. Sorry.
Damn.
So I was given the dime and Dad was like, go put this in this guy's hat. I was like, okay. So I went and I put it in and the guy moved and I fucking freaked the fuck out. I went running, screaming, crying to Mom and Dad. Dad was on the ground laughing. He found it so funny. Mom was laughing while holding me. Like, I never trusting him again.
How do you remember that? You were 5.
I don't even know, dude. Fun times. What's your favorite family holiday tradition? Going to Aunt Rose's and seeing everyone is my favorite. I missed doing that during COVID.
What you said.
Aunt Rose's? Describe yourself as an animal. What would it be?
Moo! No! Can you guess?
A cow.
No.
A donkey.
A very weak one.
Yeah. I would probably go for raccoon.
Why? They're vicious. They won't attack you. Is that a porcupine?
Because I eat garbage food. I sleep.
Yeah, you're nasty. Why are you picking stuff out of the garbage?
It's good. You know what I mean?
Wait, do you actually...
No! I was going along with your shit.
No. What do you mean by garbage food? You mean junk food?
Yeah. I eat a lot of that. I sleep a lot. I always have, like, really dark bags under my eyes.
Yeah, I can see them right now.
Yeah. So
I do, too.
Not really.
I'm not as dark as yours.
Obviously. Oh! Stop moving my shit.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get comfortable.
4 more questions. Can we do it? Yes, we can! I don't know what the fuck that was. Megan. These 4 are from Megan.
Okay. Wait, how do you know? Is she asking them?
Yeah.
Wait, they're in. See?
Yeah, you fucking dumbass. Anyways, Megan. Okay, so for my, I read this last night and I laughed and I was like, I have to add this in. The picture that I used for the ask the questions.
Close the window.
No. I don't fucking care. Said I am whole. Right? Yeah.
Whole in one.
Shut up. Megan said, it says I am whole, right? But I read it as I am a whore. And I was like, what? Grade school page, do you remember I have a boyfriend? Which one? I have to tell you that story. Do you know that story?
What story?
The do you have a boyfriend? Which one?
No.
Okay. This was grade 8. Okay. I was sitting at the table with everyone there, obviously. And here's how my grade 8 classroom was set up. There was one table of, like, 8 on one side of the room and another table of, like, 8. So the class was split up. So at the time...
So there were 16 kids in your class?
Yeah.
Okay.
So at the time, I was a bit of a hoe. And I had... No, leave it.
I'm going to play with you.
I had two boyfriends at the time in grade 8.
Paige, you hoe.
They were both online. They didn't know about each other.
Well, obviously, they're both online.
One of them was the abusive one. Yep. What had happened was this girl, I'm not gonna name names, but we were friends at the time, and she leaned over to me. It was a work period, so the classroom was very quiet. The class was really quiet. She leaned over and was like, Paige, like whispered, did you break up with your boyfriend yet? And I had turned to her and said, which one? And my whole entire table group just burst into laughter. And the one guy, my one guy friend that I had, yelled out, Paige is a hoe. Like, jokingly, while laughing. And my teacher, like, shot up and was like, what's going on? I looked behind me and the other table group behind us was looking over, like, what the hell's going on? And I'm like, to Megan, I'll tell you later. And I told her on the bus on the way home. So that is the boyfriend which one story that Megan was talking about.
Damn, you a hoe.
I was. Then she says, dang it, that's not a question. How are you doing mentally, miss? I can actually say I'm doing really good mentally recently. I don't know what it is. Normally during this time of year, I'm like really depressed and I have insomnia, but like my sleep schedule is like perfect, knock on wood. And I just, that was really fucking aggressive.
It also hurt
and
really bad.
The only, like, I obviously have bad days, and my anxiety, my anxiety has been non-existent recently.
Must be nice.
Oh. How are you doing mentally?
No trigger words.
No trigger words. Like, are you killing yourself or suicide?
It's okay.
How's your anxiety?
It's okay.
She's okay. Yeah. So I think, let me check to make sure there's no new ones. Nope. So that's all the questions. How did this make you feel being on my podcast for the first time ever in season 2?
This is season 2?
Yeah, I started season 2 on the 14th.
Oh, I have to catch up. I haven't been listening.
Oh, shit.
I just thought I should tell you the truth, you know?
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh! That's a funny thing.
How?
I'm sorry, headphone users.
How has this experience been?
Amazing. You guys? Listen, you guys should follow her if you're not already, and follow me. I do have a private account. She'll tell you guys in the next episode. Maybe.
No, I won't.
Yeah, no, she won't. I'll put it in one of her comments. I'll just, like, say something, okay? Yes. but also, you guys should really tell her to let me come back and... I'll help her find the other microphone. Like, using only one, and we're, like, passing it back and forth. It's very tiring. but, yeah, let go.
No! No!
But, like, yeah, you guys should follow her and maybe me. Maybe.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. One more thing. Comment and let me come back. She's not gonna let me come back on my own. I was just like... so shocked when she actually like, yo, come upstairs, we're recording. I was like, wait, what? And she's like, we gotta find the microphone first. I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was scared that if we didn't find the other microphone, I wouldn't be allowed on. But then she's like, oh yeah, I have a pair of headphones that we had when she first started and didn't have this microphone that I'm holding right now. So can you like stop trying to pull it back? So I was going to use that, but she didn't have it. But
I did have it. I did have the headphone adapter to plug in two things at once.
Yeah, because I might have thrown that out years ago. You should not have given me that.
Can I have this back,
please? Wait, I want to say one more thing. In conclusion, that's it. Goodbye. Tell her to have me back. Love ya.
That was... I apologize to everyone.
You don't.
I do.
Not.
Anyways, that was today's episode. Happy Saturday.
It's Wednesday.
I'm recording this... I normally record on a Thursday or Friday, but I'm recording on a Wednesday because Friday I'm going to my friend's house for the weekend. And I'm not in the mood to record tomorrow, so I was like, let's fucking do it today. Can you fucking stop?
Knock on wood.
Yeah, but happy Saturday. I hope you guys have an amazing week or a good week. I hope you guys have a good day. I'll see you guys next Saturday. Follow me on Instagram at Iris Page. Follow the podcast Instagram for updates.
And I...
at behindpodcast_. And Yo-Yo will comment her Instagram on the podcast Instagram comments.
Yeah, the next post she posts, which will be on Saturday, saying no. Did you just interrupt me?
I did. I post the day I record.
Then I will comment today.
Okay.
Don't interrupt me again.
No, comment on Saturday, because I'm going to say that there's a special thing happening.
Oh, okay, yeah, so you guys don't know about me yet.
No, they don't know about you till Saturday when this is released.
Guys, if you're from the past, I love you.
You mean the fucking future?
No, on Saturday, the past.
Saturday is the future.
No, if they're listening to this on Saturday, and they're gonna look back like, hey, that was Wednesday, I'm gonna travel back to there and listen.
What the fuck is the problem? I don't know. Okay. I'm gonna go. We'll end it there.
Yes, goodbye, loves.
I'll see you guys next Saturday.
They love me.
They don't. Bye, guys.